micro descends, stealing somebody else's fire. Suffering's no cause for pity. Black Crow hits you, Shine City. God's burned his wings, struck dumb for his crimes. A Black Crow descends, Shoe Shine.
You and me, yeah.
You bring me joy.
we've carried on loving each other.
Oh, it's your love that has kept me strong.
Oh, I'm living in a very good way. Let's try to make our love that go
away.
Yeah. It's a thirst so hard to quench. And we're waiting. And we're waiting. And we're waiting. Occasional showers never drench. Dice upon the grail, then have it taken from your hands, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting. Are your colors turned to pale?
Satisfaction, so me bajo pa la calle.
It's a long, long night. 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 It's a long, long night.
It's a long, long night. It's a long, long night. It's a long, long night.
I'm a long way from home. I'm a long way from home.
Говорит Москва. Работают все радиостанции Советского Союза. Московское время 10 часов 2 минуты.
Yes. 1670 AM for Jerome in the Verde Valley, worldwide, GelchRadio.com, with Manu Chao from 1998's Clandestino. We heard Mama Call. Love and Rockets before that from Earth, Sun, Moon with Waiting for the Flood. Also James Blood Ulmer from 1982's Black Rock. We heard Family Affair. And starting us off, Rain Tree Crow from their self-titled release back in 1991. We heard Black Crow hits Shoeshine City. This is Tosh. You're listening to What's Up Wednesday, and coming up this Saturday, he is back. Our wild card here at Gulch Radio, Karsos. Check him out Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. And then every other Saturday, you never know what Karsos is going to bring to the table. Check him out this Saturday night from 6 to 8 here on Gulch Radio. Saturday night, Karsos returns. We now return to What's Up Wednesday with one from Memphis Mini. Here's Kissing in the Dark. Stop.
cops. And so Patty calls the cops. And they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in a hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. Just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street, unless you wanna draw the heat. Alfred Bellow had a partner and he had a rap for the cops. Him and other Dexter Bradley were just out prowling around. He said, I saw two men running out who looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car without upstate plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, he told him he could identify the guilty man. But one time he's gonna be in the champion of the world. 4 months later, the ghetto's on flame. Rubens in South America fighting for his name. Well, after Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game, and the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar? Remember you said you saw the getaway car? Thinking like the playboy with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running at night. Don't forget that you are white. Arthur Dexter Bradley said, I'm really not sure. A cop said a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman jail. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, and I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice, and ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man. All of Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus, he'd never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Algeria agreed.
he tried. The crime was murder once. Guess who testified? Bello and Bradley, and they both all they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is a game. Criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise, while Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Is that the story of the hurricane? But it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell but one time, he could have been the champion of the world.
Gasping for a bit of fresh air in your musical world? Try a swig of Gulp Radio. It refreshes. GulpRadio.com.
Always in the air. Emigrant punk. Emigrant punk. Emigrant punk. Emigrant punk. Pow! Upon arriving to the melting pot, I get penciled in as a goddamn white. Now that I am categorized, officer gets me naturalized. Emigrant punk. Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Now that I'm living up in God knows where, sometimes it gets hard without a friend. But as I am lurking around, hoza, I see another immigrant punk. There is a little bunkering mafia everywhere you go. She is good to me and I'm good to her. Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Despite the living in the USA, I'm still holding up in all my ways. I got a friend, we got a band, we still make sound you can't stand without banging on some big old pot without getting out of bed. But I'm relaxed, I'm just lurking around. Hoza, I see another immigrant punk. There is a little punk like mafia everywhere you go. She is good to me and I'm good to her. Just lurking around. I got a method and you don't. You got a dictionary kicking around. Look up the immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Punk. Immigrant punk. Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant pow. Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Yes, punk!
That's Gogo Bordello on the Gulch with Immigrant Punk from 2005's Gypsy Punk's Underdog World Strike. Fishbone in the Air before that from In Your Face. Also Bob Dylan, we heard Hurricane from 1976's Desire. And we wish Reuben the Hurricane Carter will rest in peace. He died just this Sunday, Easter Sunday. If you're one of the people who under the primitive belief that capital punishment is still a good idea, I suggest you find out more about the story of Hurricane Carter. Memphis Mini started us off. We heard Kissing in the Dark. This is Tosh, and this is What's Up Wednesday, and we're going to get back to it right now with one from the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Here's Freakish. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. the passion back. On every heart a little rain must fall, just do it a little better than the time before. Don't let them tell you you can't have it all. Love is gonna find you if you don't let go. Keep on.
Just telling us what we want to hear.
No, sir, no way.
Because we just want to hear the truth.
Well, then I guess I am telling you what you want to hear.
Boy, didn't we just tell you not to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then.
The Gulch. The Gulch.
Yes, this is the ghetto. Showing up now. Oh,
Wes Montgomery and the Wynton Kelly Trio on Gulch Radio with 4 on 6 from 1965, Smokin' at the Half Note. Donny Hathaway and the Ghetto just before that. Also some AZ Homegrown with Cold Shot and the Hurricane Horns. We heard Keep On, Keepin' On from their 1996 release, Full Circle. Starting us off, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band with Freakish from their release, Jelly. This is Tosh. You're listening to What's Up Wednesday. In the community interest, the Jerome Public Library needs your help. If you can help out in a variety of ways, whether that's the old book room, working on the children's programs, or adopting a section of the library, please do so. Talk to Kathleen at the Jerome Public Library for more information. Back to it now with Ronnie Earle. Here's For Sean.